In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. So let's start by praying to Mary, most holy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, Amen. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit, who is known as the Sanctifier, which means he who makes us holy. And let's pray the Holy Spirit that he really helps us to open up to our hearts to God's message that he wants us to hear this afternoon. As we say, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful, by the light of the Holy Spirit, granted by the same Spirit, we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Today I'd like to comment on this document of the Pope, Pope Francis, and it's Gaudete in Exultate. See the friendly smile of the Pope. Very beautiful smile. The Pope is smiling at you with love. The Pope is very happy that you're looking at him. Even more happy you're looking at him than looking at Padre Escobita, right? See how happy he is. And one of the reasons why he's got this big smile is because he is challenging all of you to live out this message. And the essential message is this, that all of you, you're called to become saints. Maybe that surprises you, but it shouldn't. You're called to be saints. Jesus, who we have right here, is the Holy of Holies. Here we have the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He's our example. But this is what Jesus says. He says, be holy as your Heavenly Father is holy. The other day when we were celebrating the Feast of a Saint, this thought occurred to me. How one saint can do so much good. Let's mention a couple of saints. Saint Boniface. Saint Boniface, because of his life, Germany was converted to Catholicism. One saint who went from England to Germany, he preached the word of God, converting many, setting up monasteries, and he ended up being martyred, shedding his blood. One saint was instrumental in converting a whole country. Let's take another. Saint Augustine of Canterbury. Okay? You have Saint Augustine of Hippo, but Saint Augustine of Canterbury, he was instrumental in converting the country of England. One man doing so much good. Let's take a third saint. How about this saint? Saint Francis Xavier, who was sent by Saint Ignatius to the Far East, to the Indies. Then he went to Malaysia, from Malaysia to Japan. And hundreds and hundreds of souls were converted because of this one man. What would happen if you became a saint? How many souls could be saved? Let's take another. About 1600 years ago, an Englishman traveled from England to Ireland. And because of his work, Ireland was converted to the Catholic faith. In the name of that saint, Saint Patrick. So we have to pray to Saint Patrick now for Ireland, who just a short time ago legalized abortion. So let's pray to Saint Patrick that the Irish people, deeply Christian and Catholic in root, will return to their roots and have a real desire to respect life from the moment of conception until natural death. Why? It's because God gives life. He's the author and origin of life. God sustains life, and God has the right to take life away. But one man, instrumental in the conversion of the country of Ireland. Let's take another saint. Right now, I'm in Southern California, in the beautiful town of Hawaiian Gardens. And the name of our church is not the casino, even though we have a casino. That's not our church, okay? Don't get me wrong. That's not the church. Our church is St. Peter Chanel. He was a French saint in the Society of Mary, and he wanted to be a missionary. So after spending some time teaching in the seminary, he was sent to the South Pacific, to an island of Futuna, where these people had never heard the Word of God preached before. They're basically barbarians, living a very, very simple, primitive, sinful life, which they practice satanic worship, a lot of superstitions, and he preached to them very kindly. Didn't seem to have too much success until he died. They surrounded his hut, and they got him out, and they bludgeoned him to death. Shortly after he died, the whole island was converted. The other islands that were close to that island, they were converted also. So as Tertullian says, the blood of martyrs is the seed of Christian growth. So this one man was instrumental in converting the island of Futuna and the other islands that were there in the South Pacific. Let's take another. If you've ever been to California, we have a very famous saint that was instrumental in converting many people in California, and his name was Saint Junipero Serra, who was born in Spain. He became a Franciscan priest. Then he worked in Mexico. Then from Mexico, he came north, and he started to work in California, preaching and establishing what are called Las Misiones, or the missions. So he set up a mission in San Diego. And he set up a mission in Capistrano. And he set up another mission in San Gabriel, another mission in Los Angeles. And he kept going up north. He set one up in Carmel, in San Francisco. All these missions, these Catholic missions were set up by this one man, and his name is Junipero Serra. One man was able to do so much good. Let's take another saint. Who was the missionary for the lepers? He went to Molokai, and his name was Father Damien Zwister. And he worked with the lepers on the island of Molokai, working with them, teaching them, baptizing them, loving them. And they said, if you go there, you're going to be a leper. And he said, I don't care. God wants to be me a leper, I will be a leper. So after being there for several years, he recognized that he had leprosy. And he died as a leper among the lepers. So he got up preaching one day and he said, we the lepers. He died a leper in his body, but he was a great saint in his soul. So I've mentioned to you many missionary saints. You know, you're called to be a missionary. I'll prove it to you. You're called to be a missionary. Jesus said, go out to all the world, teaching them what I taught you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And behold, I'll be with you always until the end of the world. So you are called to be a missionary, and you're called to become a saint. The last word I'd like to make is this. Yesterday I talked about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which I was quoting Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, all of you are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I'm meek and humble of heart. You'll find rest for your souls, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So tomorrow is the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Here we have the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Then Saturday we celebrate the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So two beautiful feast days. I hope and pray that you'll be able to go to Mass and to be able to receive Holy Communion. If you receive Holy Communion, what do you have? You have a spiritual heart transplant, which the Sacred Heart of Jesus enters into your heart. And that's the key to really becoming a saint. Allow the Sacred Heart of Jesus to take possession of your heart. So I invite all of you to send this message to all of your friends so that they will be inspired to become saints. So remember, be holy as your Heavenly Father is holy. Amen.
Wow, it was pretty.